Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 42 said, He departed into a desert place, and the people sought Him. This is 4:42. And they came to Him and stayed Him that He should not depart from them. And He said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And He preached in the synagogues of Galilee. What did He preach? What did He say He was sent to do? What did He say He had to do? I got to go preach the kingdom of God. This is Jesus. What do we preach?
Kingdom of God.
Do you see how so many times we've just preached salvation?
Yeah.
We haven't preached the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Salvation is a part of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Right? Thank God for it. But we need to preach the kingdom. The kingdom. Go to the 8th chapter. Heard somebody think, what's he trying to preach? Is he working up trying to preach kingdom now or kingdom then? Or I'm endeavoring to preach the Bible.
Amen.
Forget about all that. Focus on this. Right? Quit trying to figure me out or anything else out. Get your mind on the Lord. Right here. Right now. What's he trying to preach? Luke. Luke. That's it. Right now, we're endeavoring to preach Luke. Now, I don't know if you're putting two and two together, but the Lord's been preparing us for this. Not too long ago, He dealt with, emphasized, where do we get our signs? Where do we get our wonders? Where do we get our miracles? The Lord confirms the Word. Not just anything we decide to preach or say or do. He confirms the Word, His Word. With signs and wonders following and miracles. And so the Lord is helping. We prayed. We stood up. We asked Him to help us with this. And He is. He's answering our prayer right now. He's saying, this is what I preached. Preach what I preached. Emphasize what I emphasized. And we can look forward already for more miracles. Oh, come on now. For more signs and wonders. Because He said He would confirm His Word. He will work with us. Proclaiming His Word, confirming the Word with signs and wonders following. Luke, the 8th chapter and verse 1. It came to pass afterward that He went throughout every city and village. This is Jesus. He went through every city and village doing what? Preaching and showing the glad tidings of what? Of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with Him. Everywhere He went, what did He preach? Glad tidings means what? Happy news. Good news, which is another way of saying gospel. What is the gospel? Can you see how so many times people have gotten off? Christians have gotten off. Preachers have gotten off. They talk about the gospel, the gospel, the gospel. What gospel? The gospel of what? What did Jesus preach? He preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Now stay with me on this. I'm not just talking about today, but I'm talking about next week and the next week and the next week. Because the Lord's going to help us. We're going to build line upon line. Did you hear me? Line upon line. Line upon line, and the Lord is going to change our thinking.
Yes.
And we're going to think like He thought when He preached this. And like He thinks today. We're going to become more in line with Him and His thinking and His preaching and His talking. I can already get excited about it because when you do that, He's ready to perform it and to confirm it and to testify to it. What did He preach everywhere He went through these villages and cities everywhere, the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Now, skip down to the 9th chapter. the 9th chapter and the 1st verse. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them what?
Power.
Now that is the word for power. Dunamis. Like the word we get our word dynamite from. Power. And what else?
Authority.
Does authority work good with kingdom? Yes. Certainly. Hand in hand. Well, you can sure see why the Lord has a teaching on this. I feel like as a church, we are Ned in the first reader with this subject. Do you know what I mean by that? What does that mean? Babies. And it ought not be. Because this is the main thing Jesus talked about all the time. Well, that's changing starting today, though. So if you don't like this, sorry. Because you're going to hear about it a lot for a while. But I believe you do. Because you love Jesus and you want to think like he thinks. And emphasize what he emphasized. He called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Now, you'll notice this in connection with kingdom preaching. Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. Kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance and the kingdom, and kingdom and healing and deliverance, and authority and healing and deliverance and the kingdom. You'll see it all through there. So what else can we get ready for in this series? Healing and deliverance. Exercising authority. Dominion over everything that binds, blinds, burdens, steals, kills, and destroys. Because if we're not in the devil's kingdom, then his will should not be affected in our life. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're of a different kingdom. We're in God's kingdom. And his will prevails in his kingdom. And God's will is healing and salvation and deliverance and victory. So the devil's will does not prevail in our lives. God's will prevails. And that's what he said. He gave them power. And he gave them authority to go and affect his will over the devil's will. And in connection with doing it, what did he say? Verse 2, and he sent them. He's empowered them. He's authorized them. And he sent them to do what? To preach what? To preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Oh, glory to God. What do kingdom people do? They see healings. Because in the kingdom of God, the will of God is healing. So where the will of God is being affected and the rule of God is enforced, people are healed. And they're delivered.
Yes.
And what we're supposed to do, just like them, he empowered them, he anointed them, and he authorized them, and he said, go. Cast out these evil spirits and rebuke and command these sicknesses and diseases to go. And then tell the people, this is the kingdom.
Yeah.
This is the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. Can you see? You know, the Bible talks about this gospel. This gospel of the kingdom has got to be preached to all nations. And then the end's going to come. Can you see that this gospel has not fully been preached? Men's ideas have been preached. Their version of the gospel has been preached. But this gospel of this kingdom of God has not been fully preached. And that's why this thing hasn't been wound up either. But we got to do our part. Not our job to judge anybody. I think we got a full-time job keeping up with ourselves. But we got to focus on this and see to it that me and you, we live in this kingdom and we proclaim this kingdom and this kingdom is demonstrated in this church and out from this church. The gospel of the kingdom of God is proclaimed and demonstrated. Now get ready, because the Lord's been dealing with me for some time now, a few months, about demonstrations of the Spirit. These accompany kingdom preaching. So let's get ready for them. And some things over the course of time, you will see some things that are strange to you. But they're not strange to God. And God has always been in the sign business. Don't get quiet now, people. What's he talking about? I don't know. The details. But I know the direction. I'm in the process of making some changes. And the Lord has given us direction. But it is his will that there be signs for the believer and signs for the unbeliever. Here and out of here. And from here. And a lot of things are supposed to happen in your places of work and on the streets and in your homes. So much of the manifestations and the gifts of the Spirit. But this is hand in hand with the proclaiming and teaching and preaching of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom of God. So he said, he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now skip down to verse 11. And the people, when they knew it, they followed him. And he received them and spoke to them of what? Of the kingdom of God. And what else happened? And he healed them that had need of healing. Sick people are to get interested in the kingdom. Shouldn't they? They think they need healing, but they ought to get interested in the kingdom, because that's where the healing is at. And so back up to verse 6, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. So after he empowered them and authorized them, verse 6, what did they do? They departed and they went through the towns preaching what? But now we know what gospel it was, right? He already said in verse 2, and he said again in verse 11, it's the gospel of the kingdom. And what else was happening? And healing everywhere. You ought to say that out loud. Healing everywhere. Say it again. Healing everywhere. Healing everywhere.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom of God Minded, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402A. That's R1402A, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.